And you're joining me on an internet radio conference. So thank you for all the people that are listening. If you're listening to this after the fact, there are some resources available. And if you listen through, I'll leave an email address for you at the end to pick them up. And specifically what it is a list of links that we'll be talking about during the particular session. Again, if you are joining me live, there is a number of things that you can do to actually, get a hold of me during the session. You can certainly email me at questions@jamesmaduk.com. And that's questions@jamesmaduk.com. The other way to get a hold of me during the session is through Microsoft Instant Messenger or Windows Messenger. And my Windows Messenger name is jmaduk@hotmail.com. So if you do have specific questions or you need clarification during the session, don't be afraid to pop me a chat message and we'll go through it. Or if I can help you out during the session, we will. And if not, I can certainly direct you to the resources that you need. And what are we going to cover today? Well, we'll take a brief look at that. We should be about an hour. And what I want to do is make sure that everyone gets a real understanding of how to create products to help them sell on their websites. Now, specifically, we're going to be talking about some information products today, but really these apply to small businesses everywhere. And one of the things that I've learned and that we'll talk about is that really being in control online has to do with your ability to have your own products, to be driving the bus per se. You know, there's a lot of different ways to earn money online, and there, I find a lot of people are struggling going from flip-flopping all over trying to figure stuff out. And what I've done is put together a system that works pretty consistently. So we'll talk about that system a little bit to get started, why it's really, really important to have your own products, and how I got started creating them, what my strategy is in and around there. We'll also take a look at some of the technology that I use to do that and what kind of investment is needed or not needed. In fact, most of the tools that I use are free. There is an investment on some of them if you decide to go that way, but certainly you can get started with little or no cost in terms of how you can produce content. And again, if there's any questions, make sure to fire me off an instant message, jmaduk@hotmail.com, or certainly email me. I'll check my email every couple minutes while we're online here. So here I am. I'm sitting in front of my PC right now, and I'm thinking to myself, what would someone want to know about if they were online and they were trying to create products that they could sell, or they had an existing product, a real product, or offline product, a traditional widget per se that they wanted to sell? They're trying to figure out how to do it. And how do you earn money online with your own products? Well, over the next month, in the next 50 days, what I'm doing, I've got a little contest running for myself. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to create 52 products in 52 days. And the reason I'm going to do that, and I want to talk about this first, is really, I think, the most important part of being online and selling online. And that is, you have to have your own products. I've been collecting emails since 1996. I've got over 100,000 emails that I've collected in the contact management system that I use called Goldmine. And I collect the emails and I go through them to try and really take a look at what everyone else is doing. And I've got a pretty good archive now of what are some of the things that you can see being sold or not being sold. And one of the things that I think is vitally important is that there's people that are out selling someone else's product and they're reselling either through an affiliate relationship or they're reselling a physical good. And although that's possible to earn money, I think that the best way to do it in the long term is to really be in control of your own product, control of your own destiny. You know, you're going to earn the most money that way, but you also get to control what products you want to sell, and you also really get to be known as an expert in the particular field, or you build a niche. You're not You're not building up someone else's business, you're building up your own business. So I think it's vitally important that everyone has their own particular products. And so that's what I want to do, is to be able to create a lot of products. And I'll tell you how I got started and why I think it's important that you consider that. I started off online in 1994, actually. I was browsing in 94. End of 95, beginning of 96, I got my own website with my own domain name. Before that, I had, you know, one of those websites that you get with your ISP when you start out. You get your ISP's domain and then slash your username, and that used to be your website. But in 1996, I got my first site called virtualselling.com, www.virtualselling.com. And in that site, what I tried to do was sell what I had at the time. And in fact, I really didn't have anything to sell. I was distributing someone else's product. And that particular product was a piece of software called Goldmine. And that's a contact management software, which I still use. So I use that particular site as a way to give information about Goldmine software and about my company and about my services. But I was really trying to pitch or trying to get the people interested in Goldmine, not about me, James Maduke, or not about what I could do, but it was about someone else's product. And that's when I first started looking into, you know, what am I going to actually do with this site? How is it going to help me out? What are the things that I'm going to be able to do to generate money with my website? And the only thing I could do at that time, obviously, was get a form or have someone request some information where I would either have to email it to them or they would fill in a form and I'd get their phone number and then I'd give them a call in the traditional way and try and set up an appointment. And that's really pretty limiting when you think about it. How do you spend the time to earn money from that? Well, you really can't. And I'm not embarrassed to say now, even though I was embarrassed at the time, that I really didn't start selling what I knew until last year. And the reason I was able to do that is because I got hooked on something called ebooks. And if you're not familiar with an ebook usually comes in two formats. One of them is called an executable, and it ends with the extension .exe. And you can get some softwares, which I'll give you, that actually create these ebooks for you. And what happens with an ebook is that you have a document or a web page, and this program creates a small online book for you that you can send to people or distribute to people. And that's a good way of taking, instead of someone coming to your website, you can bring your website to someone else by sending them this executable ebook. The other way is with something called a PDF, or a portable digital format, from Adobe. And Adobe, a little more upscale way of using it, and what that does is allows you to create a document and, again, send that document out. A book, a report, a case study, some information that was limited to text. And when I started looking at how am I going to get my own product, what am I going to do, one of the things that I really was pretty sure of is that I didn't want to write. So I thought I better figure out how am I going to get what's in my head that I'm already doing. How am I going to find out, or how am I going to take the information I know about contact management, Salesforce automation, sales training, how am I going to take that and get it into a format online that will position me as an expert and my company as an expert in the particular field that I was in. So I started looking into something called multimedia at the time. And I think this is important that we actually think about the difference between ebooks and multimedia. Because if you take a look at internet marketing and the whole area of how people are selling online, there's a big shift happening. And let me explain what I mean by that. If you take a look at what happened, let's say in 1997, 1998, even 1999, those particular years for internet marketing were dominated by the search engines. And there was a book by Ken Evoy from Montreal, a doctor who sold a book called Penny Gold, and he sold thousands of those books, but he did it by positioning the book in search engines, and he was able to drive a lot of traffic to a website where he sold this book, and that was really the first real big hit in terms of internet marketing. But he sold it through the search engines. And at the time, you know, it was okay as a small business, an entrepreneur, an independent professional. If you got placed well in the search engines, it was possible. It was possible to get some traffic to your site where you could sell some product and service. And in the years that followed that, probably 99, 2000, even 2001, what happened was that the search engines got so filled because there's billions of pages being indexed, it was hard for a small business person or a small business to really get known without spending a lot of money and building a brand outside of the internet. So offline with radio and TV and print and magazines, all the traditional ways, they had to build a brand so that when someone was searching, they had to search for something that they already knew about. And if you're a big company, it's okay to build that brand. But for a small business, it's really hard to be able to build that brand. So how do you do that? Small business, you couldn't. So search engines kind of looked out and went out of vogue for the internet marketer. But what happened after that is a number of people, particular one in San Antonio, Texas, gentleman by the name of Marlon Sanders, he really built on something called affiliate marketing or affiliate networks. And what he did, and I call this sort of the phase two of internet marketing, in affiliate networking, what happens is that you duplicate yourself by having other people resell your products and services. And for the last 2 years, 2.5 years, affiliate marketing has really taken off to the extent now, though, that I think that it's waning. And the reason I say that is because what's happening with affiliate marketing is you'll find that there's a lot of people selling the exact same product and services now. So you've got too many people trying to sell the same product. So you go to this different site, but it's the same product. It's one person's product. And there's probably 10 to 15 really big internet marketers that kind of have the affiliate market cornered at this point. And what you have now is a situation where the kind of quality of content that's coming out isn't really worthwhile, as everyone's trying to shove more affiliate powered product into that distribution network. So first we had search engines, second we had affiliate networks, and my belief is right now is that there's another movement on, and we start to see it in some of the things, for example, that we're doing today, which is an online event. But it's really coming into vogue in something called teleclasses or teleconferences. And what that movement is, I believe, is a movement to event marketing, online event marketing, and the dissemination of information online. I think that's the way that things are starting to move now for internet marketing. Now, there's some really huge benefits for people that are doing education of their customers and using online events. And that's what we're going to talk about and why this whole notion of creating your own products is vitally important. Because for a company that sells information, if you're an online internet marketer and you're selling information goods, all of the events that you create can become a product. Let me repeat that again. Every event that you put on can become a product. And that's partially what we're going to talk about. Now, the other thing is, if you sell an offline good, a widget or some other device or a service that isn't distributed online, the reason events, online events are so powerful is because you can educate your buyers about your product and your services, whether they're online or offline. You drive people to your site, you educate them, and you can entertain them. And you can provide or become a valuable resource about the niche or the area of business that you've decided to focus on. So the positioning of all this is that you're into the third sort of phase of internet marketing, and I believe it's event marketing. It's online events and education of your customers. So the question becomes, how are we going to educate our customers? In the past, you might have done it with an ebook, but what I've done is I've extended the whole notion of an ebook. And what I produce on a regular basis are something that I'm calling multimedia ebooks. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, you don't have to use the word ebook. I do, because people have been conditioned in the market to understand what an ebook is already, and they know that they're getting information. A multimedia ebook makes them comfortable with the fact they're getting information. But what I'm doing is adding, and think about this for a second, different forms of communication methods in the ebook. So let's take a look at an ebook or traditional ebook for a second. What you have in most ebooks, and a lot of them are pretty fluffy now, where you have 35 pages and it's regurgitated sales information that someone's sending out hoping they'll click back to a link. I'm not talking about those kind of ebooks. I'm talking about someone who has actually created some valuable content, some valuable information, and they put it into that .exe or that .pdf format that I mentioned at the start of the session. So if you've got that particular ebook, think about what happens to the person that's reading it. If they get it, they can read it on their computer screen, or in fact, they might print it out. And when we read, we're talking a little bit about the way adults and people learn right now. When we read, most people think that they read visually. But in fact, when people read, they actually say the words out loud to themselves as they read the page. And the majority of the population actually read auditorily. So in terms of how much information can I get educated, or how much information can I transfer, how much content can I transfer to someone in an ebook, you're really limited to one channel, and that's the auditory channel. Now, if you use a lot of pictures, for example, in the document, there's a visual component, but in most cases, your ebooks are strictly text. And the text is read by the reader, and they learn auditorily. So what I want to do, and what I think is happening, and the easiest way to create products, and we'll get into why it's important in a minute, is to add all sorts of different channels to learn. So what are the different channels that we can add? Well, we can learn or add the auditory channel, which is something that you're listening to right now. We can add the text format. We can also add the visual component. Now, the interesting thing is that if you add all three channels, the amount that you can transfer or the amount of content that someone will actually remember is far higher than if you just stick with one of the channels. And there's a number of research that supports this, but really the best way to learn is through multiple media or multiple channels at the same time. Not only do you remember the most, but it's also the fastest. So what you want to do is you want to create content that is very, very rich in different channels. That's the first key point. Now the second key point, and this is where it becomes really interesting for products, is that if you do this correctly, each time that you create one multimedia product, you've in fact created more than one. So let me give you an example. One of the particular areas that I did, and actually the first multimedia product that I did, I'll tell you how I did it. I bought a Sony digital camera, and the Sony digital camera was one that had something called a FireWire or an S-video connection to it. Now this is just a standard consumer Sony camera, and I bought it at Circuit City or Best Buy or a basic computer and commercial stereo store, and I put it on a tripod, and I got a piece of sheet, some material. My wife actually got it from one of the stores, the fabric stores, and I put a rod through it and hung it from the ceiling. And it was a black sheet, and I hung it in front of myself. I put the camera on the tripod, and then what I did is I stood in front of the camera, and for half an hour I did basically a talking head presentation, and it was a sales presentation. It wasn't scripted at the time. I just did it as if I was talking to someone else, and I talked about It's actually some work that I picked up, or some information that I picked up about selling to senior executives. And I broke it into 3 10-minute modules and stopped after 10 minutes, got a little drink of water, started up again, did another 10 minutes. I did these 3 modules and I had 30 minutes of tape. I then took that 30 minutes of tape and with free software from Real Networks, and I'll give you the link to this after, what I created was something called a Real Video. And that Real Video was something that I had done in the basement on a standard computer, a Pentium 2 266, with something called a Firewire card that you can get at your local computer store that hooked up to the camera. And I was able to get that video into the computer, and I had my first saleable product, a half-hour video. And again, it wasn't Steven Spielberg material, but what it was is valuable content. It was just good information. But it was presented in a talking head video. Now, the interesting thing is, when you create digital multimedia products, what happens in most cases is that you get more than one format. So let's think about this for a second. I had a video of a talking head, but I also had the audio. So I did a video, which was one product, but the audio I stripped out, I now had a second product. See where I'm going with this? The same content, if you use multiple media like this, can be done in different formats for different products. Now, the other thing to notice is that I learned in that first video is, did I do just a half-hour video of Talking Head? No. By accident, I split it up into small chunks. So I didn't do a 30-minute video. Technically, I did 3 10-minute videos and just joined them together. That's the other trick or secret. What you want to do with all of this content is you have to break it in to small chunks, bite-sized modules that allow people, first of all, to pick and choose what they want to learn when they need to learn it. And it also gives you the flexibility of bundling the pieces together. Because once you start to have a little bit of a library of different pieces of information, you can start to mix and match them and put them together as other products. And I'll give you some examples of those and as we move on forward a little bit here. So that's how I got my first product started. 30-minute video. I got a $17,000 contract from that video, and I've sold tons of the videos just because people wanted that information. I've sold it for $19. I've sold it for $99. I've sold it for $37. I've sold it for all sorts of prices trying to test the market. That was my first product, but it got me hooked. And it got me hooked on this system. I want you to understand the system because it's important. My goal is to create as many single multiple media products as I can and then leverage them so that more people get touched or access to it, and I have more reason to contact people. Because for a small business, in my book, 52 Secrets, My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing, we talk about a 5-step process for small business marketing or selling their services online and being able to sell products and services online. There's a 5-step process. And one of those things is that you've got to earn the trust. Because you're a small business, you don't have a recognized brand per se, you've got to earn the trust of the people that you're talking to. So how do you do that? Well, you've got to have some kind of sales conversation with emails on a regular basis with them. If you have one product, how much can you be in contact and how frequently can you be in contact with your customers? If you do it too much, they're going to get rid of you. If you do it not enough, it's not effective enough, and you won't have enough touches to get them compelled to do some business with you. So the more products that you have, the better the chance that your message will get through to them. Now, of course, we also talk in the book about being in a particular niche or having a particular area of specialty. I focus on selling, online selling and traditional selling. So any of the products that I create are in that particular area of business. I'm not talking about creating different products, one about how to build furniture and the other one about gardening and then a sales product. You can build products in your area of expertise, and that's all I'm suggesting, but you've got to have a whole bunch of them. So here's my strategy. 52 secrets my mom never told me about internet marketing. Now, why is it 52? It's 52 because each of those secrets gives me a newsletter and a reason on a weekly basis to go and touch that particular customer. Now, I'm doing another program, and this is part of it, 52 products in 52 days. Why am I doing that? Exactly. I've got a newsletter for each week, each with a new product idea. I have another book called 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Selling. What am I doing with that? Same strategy. 52 weeks, 52 products, 52 tips, 52 ideas, so that I can have a continual relationship with the people that are coming to my site and saying, yes, this is of interest to me. This person, James, or this company, XYZ company, has a particular niche that's of interest to me. I want to find out what it is they're doing, and I want to be educated. Now, we're not dumping the whole load on them. We give them a little bit each time, and that doesn't overload them, and it gives you the chance to build up consistency, some trust, and some respect for what you're doing. So my strategy is to use newsletters and sequential autoresponders, automate the fact that I can get 52 messages out for each of those particular pieces. Now let's take a look at some of the things that we can do and some of the technology to build products. Now I'm assuming that you've got a niche, or you've got a particular market, or you've got some expertise or a product or service that you want. I'm already assuming that you've got that part done. If you don't, you know, this part's not necessarily going to make sense to you. You could come back to it after you've figured that part out. And I'll give you the best example of why it's important to do that first. Let's say, for example, we wanted to go out fishing, and we were fishing, and we went and got a brand new graphite rod, and we got a brand new $200 reel, and we went out and we bought all the best lures in the world, really expensive lures, the ones that were guaranteed to catch all of the best fish. And we went out and we were outfitted with all the technology in the world, and we even went for lessons to figure out how should I fish. And you're taught how to cast properly, how to bait the hook, everything's perfect. So there you are, you're out there, you get started, and you're got your brand new rod, brand new reel, lure, everything's perfect. So you throw your first cast right into the parking lot at the mall. What's going to happen? I guarantee you, no matter what technology you're using or what process you're using, if you're fishing on pavement, you're not going to catch anything. You have to be able to have a product or a pool of users that are willing to pay for what it is that you're selling. So I'm assuming that you've already found a market that's willing to pay for your product, either offline or online. I'm assuming that you've got that done. Because if you don't, that's going to cause a big problem. Doesn't matter how well you have, or how many products you have, or how great the products are, if they don't sell, don't waste your time. So I'm assuming that you've got a market that's willing to pay for what it is that you're going to build. Well, what I want you to do is look at all the different formats that you can use and then how you can use it. So, the name of the game is distribution. The name of the game is multiple formats. The name of the game is touching your customers on your list or in your market as many times as you can with a similar message about your niche, with a similar product or similar idea. So where do we go from here? I'll tell you how I do it, what I've invested in, and how it might work for you. Now I'll give you an example. I just did a product. Actually, I'll tell you how I got started, because that's probably more important. I went and I got, I did that video, and one of the things that I ran into, and these are the things that you got to think about when you're doing multiple media like this, is video takes a pretty long time to actually muck around with. And unless you have the time, it can be hard to produce the video, and you have to worry about how you look. There's a lot of issues with video. And while I did that video and it was fine and I got some business from it, I wanted something that I could do much more quickly and more in a classroom format. So what I did is I looked around for what I was doing when I was presenting to people in a sales presentation or in a particular talk or keynote that I was giving. I always worked on a whiteboard. So I was trying to figure out, how can I do something on a whiteboard and have that actually go out to customers? And I found a product called a Mimeo. And I'll send you the link at the end of this session, make it available. It's www.mimeo.com. And what this device does, one of the things that I did invest in, this device hooks up to a traditional standard whiteboard, and it allows or captures what you write on the whiteboard. So I have a microphone on my shirt, a little clip-on microphone, the Mimeo board, and a whiteboard. And what happens is exactly the same as if you were in a classroom with me. What I do is I write on the whiteboard. And I started to play around with this Mimeo. And one of the things I noticed was that I could actually broadcast these Mimeos out live on the internet. So what I started to do is a weekly webcast at the time. So every Monday morning, and I still do them from time to time, every Monday morning what I would do is go to my office, get in front of the board, and for anywhere from 7 to 15 minutes, sometimes 20 to 25 minutes, what I would do is take a particular topic, and I would just go and pretend that people are there, and I was teaching them about something to do with sales, how to do a presentation, how to qualify people, how to grab someone's attention, what it means to create interest, how to do a cold call, how to do the telephone. What are some closing questions that you can use? How to use contact management software? And I started to do a topic every week. Now, the neat thing with this particular device is that it saves the whiteboard portion separate from the audio portion. So remember we talked about having multiple products? I now had multiple products. I had the presentation with the audio, and I had the audio by itself. See where I'm going with this for a second. So someone's interested in learning about sales. I've created, over the past year, about 150 different sessions. I've got about 40 hours of content now in all of these sessions. Each of the sessions can be seen by itself, or the audio portion can be used. Now you can see what happens here. Some people, well, I don't really want that whole section. What I do want is I want to listen in my car. So what you can do is you can take the audio portion and put it on a CD, or the audio portion and convert it to an MP3 so people can listen to it on their computer. See where we're going with this? All sorts of different products, different ways of distributing the same information. So let's take a look at this for a second. What are the different ways that you can distribute your information in multiple medias? Well, if you look at audio, there's really three formats that you can use. One is a download, where you give people access to downloading the digital file of the audio. The second one is something called on demand, as opposed to download. And the third one is called live. Now, I'll give you three examples of how I do that. I have my weekly newsletter for 52 Secrets, and what happens is each week people get a newsletter, and in the newsletter there's a link to an MP3 file. So what they can do is they can click on the link and actually save the MP3 file to their hard drive. So they get the MP3 file. They get to keep it. They can listen to it anytime they want because it's on their hard drive. They've downloaded it. Now, for me, that's okay because I don't mind those people copy those tips. They're only 3-minute tips, and I would like them to copy them and send them around, because in each of them, what I do is I make reference to one of my websites. That's a download of an audio format. And there's really 3 main formats that you need to think about with audio. The first one is the real audio. Second one is the Windows Media audio. And the third one is MP3. So there's 3 formats. For downloads, I always make stuff available as an MP3 because everyone can listen to an MP3 file. If they've got a computer and they've got speakers hooked up to their computer, they can listen to an MP3 file. So that's a download. The second way you can listen to an audio file is something called on demand. Now, on demand is important if you have information that you want to give people access to, but you don't want them to copy it and distribute it. And the way that that works is with Real Media and Windows Media, and in fact you can still do it with an MP3 file, but a little bit different. What you do is you create what's called a meta file or a meta link to the file. And I'll give you an example of how that works and why it's important. If you listen to some of the, for example, on my site, www.jamesmaduke.com, webcasts.htm, I do a weekly webcast. And that particular webcast is on demand. So if someone goes to that page, they can click on the link, and because it's in a real media format, Real Player starts up. The people can watch it, stop it, and start it, but they don't get to keep it. They don't download anything. It actually streams out live on the internet to them. That's called on demand. For them to listen to it, they have to open up a Real Player or a Real Windows Media Player or whatever player they have to listen to that audio. They've got to open up that player and then click on a link. It's not on their hard drive. They can't copy it or distribute it. They can't do any of that. The property belongs to me. I own that. I keep that. That's called on demand. So if you're worried about people copying your stuff, on demand is the way to go. Now the third format for audio is live radio. Now this is a really sharp one because what I've done, remember I said I've got 150 of those sessions done where I've got audio files? What I did is I just put them all together as a playlist, just like you would as a deck of cards, and with a free copy of Real Server. And I have a real server that I use, but your ISP has Real Server. I don't know of any ISP that doesn't have Real Server. What you can actually have them do is do something called a simulated live transmission. And what happens is that I have that audio file, my own internet radio station, playing all of the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's another product. That's another product that people can pay to have access to. And all I did is took the audio information that I already had, but put it into a different format. So you can use a subscription model and give people access to the station, for example, to generate money with that. And in fact, what I did is I actually created a radio show called Small Business Heroes, and I have the Small Business Heroes radio, internet radio show. You can listen to some of the interviews that I've done. In fact, I have right now is Michael Gerber, the E-Myth author. I had a half-hour interview with him that I've got on. So again, I've got 3 formats of audio. What did I do? Download, on demand, or live. And again, this is content that was just taken from stuff that I was already doing. I did that Mimeo presentation. The other way to get audio format is just go to your local Radio Shack or computer store and buy a clip-on microphone. I spent about $60 on my microphone. It's a Sony. It's a nice clip-on that clips right onto your shirt. You plug it into the back of the sound card on your PC, the line in or the mic in, and some neat tricks. You can create MP3 files really, really quickly. I'll give you an example. If you have a copy of, and I'll add these to the list so that everyone gets a copy. If you get the standard Windows Media Player, or the standard Real Player, Real One Player, again, free software right off the web, you can actually record from the line in or the mic in. And what that means is that you can talk for half an hour, 15 minutes, you can talk to someone and save the file. You can talk to yourself and save the file. You can do any kind of presentation that you want with the information that you have, your expertise, your niche, and just save the file. You've now got a product. Very, very simple. I'm going to give you a couple hints just on those ones because it's important. Now, one of the things is that if you just get the standard Real One Player or the standard Windows Media Player, what happens is they actually save the format to Real Media or Windows Media, which isn't necessarily the best choice. So there's a couple things that you can do. If you've got a Windows PC, and I believe a Mac as well, there's a way to just record the voice or record from the line in, and that's something usually called a WAV file. And that WAV file allows you to have a file that can be converted to an MP3 file. And I'll give you an example. If you go to download.com and just put search for MP3, you'll see, I think there's 295 downloads, last time I checked, which was this morning, for MP3 players. So you can convert that file to an MP3 file. Half an hour with an MP3 file is something that people will pay for if you've got valuable information. How did you do that? You bought a $70 mic, you hooked up your microphone to the back of a computer with a sound card, and you talked for half an hour. Now, if you want to get fancy, you can start to add intros and outros and put ads into them. And in fact, there's lots of free tools to do that as well. One of the ones that I use is something called Acid. And Acid Express is the actual product, and it's from Sonic Foundry. And this particular one allows you to put music at the beginning of a clip, at the end of a clip. You can do all sorts of really neat things to make it look a little more professional. And again, that's www.sonicfoundry.com. And again, you'll get that link at the end of the session. So there's some audio files, some really, really neat things. Now, I'm going to give you one. This one is a vitally important one. If you don't know what to do in terms of a product, let's say you don't have some expertise of your own, but you want to tell something that's, you want to be able to do something that's really, really cool, and you know someone that has an expertise and you want to interview them, one of the easiest things to do is to record a voice conversation with someone. And I've done this on a number of times and created tons of different products. Now, how do you do that? This one is really tough, and most people don't know how to do it. If you go to most little computer stores or Radio Shack, for example, you can get a little device that hooks in to your phone line that allows you to tape a phone conversation. Now, the other thing is, make sure you obviously do this with everyone's permission, the people that are listening. I'm going to suggest don't waste your time with those devices. There's a website that you need to go to and buy a small device. This is a device that costs, I think it costs about $70 US, and the website is called www.highcriteria.ca. It's www.highcriteria.ca. They have a device that actually allows you to record right on your PC a live phone call. If you want to have products, phone people that you want to interview, interview them on the phone, ask them how they've done things, tape the call, you've now got an audio file. An easy, easy way to build products. As you could do one a day, one a week, as often as you want. Put them in a series and start bundling them together. Do a 15-minute interview, a half-hour interview. Ask people how they got successful. How did they become an expert in their field? What do they need to do? What are the key points? If you don't have the information yourself, interview people that you do, that do have it. A real, real quick way to do it. So that was audio. Formats, download, on demand, or live. And you can use phone conversations. Now, I want to talk about we talked about text formats. There's the .exe, which is an ebook, And there's a number of different strategies with those. Their own, that's actually a whole other issue. And the PDF. But with those ebooks, most people just keep text in the ebooks. What I suggest that you do is you put links to on-demand versions of the audio files. So, for example, some of the products that I create are a one-page PDF document, Adobe PDF document, that has an explanation of what the product is, but then it has a link to the audio file. So now I have a multimedia ebook. Because it's an ebook, there's text with it, but there's a link to an audio file. I can turn those around, and so can you, in the time it takes to write a couple paragraphs and keep the audio file. Real simple way to use text and audio. Now here's the next one. Video. We've got audio, text, and video. There's a couple different things that you can do with video to tie this all together. Now, really two kinds of video, and I want to talk just briefly about the on-demand video and then download video. Works the exact same way as audio. You can create a link on a web page where someone physically downloads the video file. And again, you have the same issues. Once they have that file, they can distribute it. Illegally or not, they can distribute it, they can do stuff with it. So a lot of times for people, if they have ideas or intellectual property they want to hang on to, they don't want people to download it, so they make it available on demand. And again, on demand is sometimes called streaming media, and streaming media just sends the file on the fly when people want to view it. And again, there's really a couple formats that you have to focus on and a couple players that you really have to spend time with. Now, if you're doing mostly corporate customers, you want to spend time with Windows Media. If you have a more broader base market, you want to use something called Real Media or Real Video. And then finally, the other one is Apple QuickTime. You might hear some other formats in the news, for example, an MPEG-4 is a different format, and it's just a format of compressing the video so that it can be viewed online. Now understand, all of the players pretty well play some of the formats. So for example, Windows Media will play MPEG-4. QuickTime from Apple will play MPEG-4, and Real Media will play MPEG-4. So MPEG-4 is kind of a standard. All of the different players that are available for free, video players and multimedia players, will play those. Real plays everything now. Apple doesn't play Real, and it doesn't play Windows Media. And then Windows Media doesn't play Apple, and it doesn't play Real Media. So my suggestion is to pick a baseline or one that you want to focus on, and don't worry about the different formats. If you've got a really broad base, I would stick with MPEG-4 if you're going to do video. If you're really interested in a corporate, I'd stick with Windows Media. And again, what I've done is that I've included in the PDF at the end of this, you have access to all of the free tools to create Windows Media presentations, Real presentations, and in fact, Apple presentations. Now, I don't use Apple because there's not enough customers that are really committed to it. If you're a web designer or a creative artist or a graphic artist, you might have most of your customers using an Apple Macintosh, but for most business people, you'll get by fine with Real and Windows Media. And again, I'll complete those or keep those links in it for you. Now, so I've got audio, I've got text, I've got video. What are some of the video things that you can do? Well, we can do download and on demand. And I want to talk a little bit about the Mimeo part. The Mimeo part is really neat, and I'm hooked on it, and I'll tell you why. When I first started doing video, a year and a half ago now, I found that there's still problems with bandwidth. Now, if you don't know what bandwidth is, there's some of your customers are still going to be using a dial-up connection to the internet. if that's the case, video is really, really hard to use. The other thing is that when most people use video, they use video of a talking head. Remember when we talked at the beginning about how people actually learn things? A talking head is not learning. If you can draw a diagram of an idea or a process, that is a visual representation. The visual component in most videos has nothing to do with the content, and it's extraneous. You don't really need it. So I'm not a big fan of video multimedia, but I am a big fan of visual multimedia. And that's why I work with the Mimio. The Mimio, again, is the device that hooks up with my whiteboard and the microphone and the markers. So exactly the same as a whiteboard in the office, I work on the whiteboard, I draw pictures, processes, and ideas with text and explain them while I'm doing them. Now the Mimio is really cool because guess what it works with? A dial-up modem. You can use the Mimio and watch a Mimio presentation just with RealPlayer and a 28.8 kilobyte per second standard internet connection. So anyone who's online can watch a Mimio presentation, and it has all three different components: the text, the audio, and the visual component. So it's really rich media. It's a multimedia. Now, how do I tie this all together? I'm talking about different channels. I'm talking about different bundles or packages put together. How do you actually create some products from that? Well, I'll tell you how I got started. The first thing was, remember I said that I started doing those once a week sessions? And I didn't sell them to start off with. I didn't sell them at all. I did them as free, just so people could view them, but they had to view them when I put them on. I did them live. And once it was over, they didn't get to see it again. And what happened is, after a while, I had an archive of a whole bunch of different sessions. So I looked at the sessions, and I had done 4 sessions on how to handle objections. So what I did is I took those 4 individual sessions and I bundled them together and created a course called 10 Steps to Convert Every Objection. So what I did is I took the pieces that I had and I bundled it together to create another product. So let's take a look at this objections product and how this is important. Instead of just writing a single ebook in words, I did 4 Mimio whiteboard presentations. From those 4 presentations, I now have 4 individual sessions, which I sell for $14 a piece. And each session is approximately 20 minutes long. So I have 4 products right there. Next, I bundled the 4 together and created a product called 10 Steps to Convert Every Objection. And that is on a website called only90minutes.com. Now, that product is almost 2 hours long, but it's a course in objections. I sell that bundled for $67. So there's another product. Now, I had someone who phoned me and said, you know what? I've bought your product, but I want to listen in the car. Can you create an MP3 file for me? So what happens is I took the audio from the 4 sessions and I made a CD for them. Now people can order 10 Steps to Convert Every Objection on CD. Another person said, I just want to download it. The audio file. So I took the same audio files again and I created an MP3. So take a look what happened there, just to start off with. 4 individual courses, each a saleable item, 20 minutes long. I bundled them together, so there's 4 products. I bundled them together to make another product, that's 5 products. I took it and put it onto a CD, that's 6 products. I took the audio portion and put it as an MP3, that's 7 products from one little piece. Now, did I stop there? No, not at all. What happens is some people said, well, I want access to all of your content. So I made a membership site where all of the links are available. That's another way to add some income to what you're already knowing and doing. So you've got part of the big archive and you can charge a monthly basis. So if you go to virtualselling.com, you can get access to my library there on a monthly subscription. Now, is that the only product? No, not again. I added another one. Now, you got to get creative here and start bundling stuff together. I did another website called www.facetofaceselling.com. And what I did is I took all of the modules that I had done that were around or working on face-to-face selling. Guess what was in there? The four objections ones, plus another 40 modules. So I've got 50 modules in face-to-face selling, 6 hours of content. But what I did is I just created an ebook. And in the ebook, this multimedia ebook, to start off, what I did is I gave people access to 5 of the 50 sessions for free. And I distribute that as a free ebook to anyone who wants it. And there's an hour of great content there. It's an hour of online sales training. Plus, there's links to the other 45 sessions, which objections are 4 of those sessions. So what's happened from there is they're now part of another product that's bundled with even more sessions. And if someone likes that ebook and wants to go and add all the additional sessions, they can purchase an unlock key for the ebook and it opens up the balance of the sessions. So how many products did I get out of one little product? 8, 9 products or 9 different versions of the same product. And I use multiple medias, audio, MP3 and on a CD, text in an ebook, video through the Mimeo, and I bundled them in different packages. Now, how many products? I got 8, 9 products out of that. That's only for one little piece. You can do this for whatever you're doing as often as you want. It's packaging it and promoting and offering the packages. I believe that doing this is going to be the best way to influence your customers if you're a small business. If you're really serious about it and you understand that creating these events, doing some of these little things with technology, you can replicate and duplicate yourself in the market. And the more you become known, the more you become recognized for your information, the more people will look you out, the more people will be attracted to you. Your ability to engage them in a conversation, a sales conversation, your ability for them to be more receptive to your messaging because you're giving them some valuable information, some content, you're going to be able to build a long-term relationship with them, and they're going to want to do business with you because they get to know a little part of you, a little bit about you, who you are and what you know and what you're about. And for a small business, that's vital. That's important. So how do we package this all together? What are the things that you need to do to get started? Well, I'm going to suggest the first thing is you've got to have at least a computer with a sound card in it. And you've got to have some kind of microphone. Now, sometimes you can get a really cheap microphone, like a LabTech, for example, is one I've seen for $10 at the computer store. I'm going to suggest that if you're going to get serious about creating audio, you've got to at least make sure that you've got a good clip-on mic. Go get a good Sony mic or a Shure mic that clips onto your shirt, so that you have the ability to at least get some clear audio. So that's one investment. The second thing is you're going to have to spend some time getting a little bit of free software. Now, if you go to realnetworks.com, www.realnetworks.com, they have copies of a free server, free Real Producer, which allows you to create real media files. And you can go to windowsmedia.com. They have, again, all the links I'll be sending you as well, all the people that are listening. And if you're listening after the fact, not the live show, you can always send me an email at james@jamesmaduke.com, and I'll send you those resources. Windows Media has the same thing. They have a Windows Media creation bundle, and it's got all of these tools, and all they're free tools. All you have to do is put them on your machine, hook a microphone up, and you can create Windows Media and Real Media audio files. Go to download.com and look up MP3, and you'll get, as mentioned before, there's 295 pieces of software that allows you to create or convert to an MP3 file. Once you have that MP3 file, you now have a product. How professional you make it is up to you. If you want to make it professional, go and add on a beginning or an entrance or an exit, bit of music and a little bit of an introduction. You don't have to, though. You don't have to necessarily. You've got a product. Where do you put it? Every ISP that I've ever seen allows you to put these files up on your server. Now, some of them may take a little bit of space depending on the quality that you use and the length of the material, but in most cases you can still put them up on your website. And most web hosting companies have something called a Real Server Access or a Windows Media Server Access. So if you want to make the, remember we talked about on demand or download, if you just want them for download, put them on your website. If you want them for on demand, you can put them on your ISP's Real Media Server or Windows Media Server. And that gives some added quality and more control because those are on demand and they guarantee that people will be able to listen to them. So you've now got an audio product there. That's to start off with. After you've got some audio product, what I suggest that you do is either create some PDF copies, ebooks, with links to the audio in it, or create an EXE, and I've also created in that little list of resources some places where you can get some software to create ebooks. But once you get an ebook, write a couple paragraphs about what you're going to talk about in the audio session, put a link in, and now you've got a multimedia ebook that people can listen to whenever they want. You can sell the ebook as an ebook product, but it takes no time to write a book now. And look at some of the things we talked about again on different ways to create. You can use your expertise or you can interview other people. And if you want to interview other people, go to www.highcriteria.ca to get that little tool again to be able to tape or be able to record live telephone conversations. There is no excuse for you not to be able to quickly create a product, an audio product. And that's a great place to start. Once you've created it, decide how you're going to distribute it, whether it be on demand, a download, or in an ebook. After that, you may want to look at how do I start to do the Mimeo things or the little more complicated ones. You can check out Mimeo, www.mimeo.com. Now, Mimeo.com, the device is a little more expensive. I believe it costs around $499 US to create these particular sessions. Again, very, very simple. Once you've got a Mimeo device, you make that investment, whatever you can do in front of a whiteboard is now a product. As quickly as you want to create it, you can create it. Right now, it takes me, for example, if I do a session with the whiteboard, it takes me a minute and a half to 2 minutes to actually put the session up after the fact. That's how quick it is. Once it's done, you've got product. There's not a bunch of proofreading. There's not all this stuff that gets wrapped up in text, but you've got your information communicated in multiple medias and allowing people to learn the fastest way and the easiest way to get your content across. So audio, text, video, mix them up, decide how you're going to distribute it, and just do the work. Just do the work. Really, really simple. Tools that you need again: Mimeo, Real Networks, Windows Media, High Criteria, a microphone, ebook software, a couple other things that you can use. Investment. You could get started for about $150 to $200 to really start doing audio products pretty quickly. Again, all of the websites that I mentioned in terms of creating product have free tools to do it. Windows and Real Media have free tools. They always have a basic or a free player that you can use to get started, so you don't have to buy any additional software. And don't get hung up on having it be professional right off the start. Just make sure that you have good information in a market that's willing to pay for it. Remember, we talked about fishing at the start. Doesn't matter if you got great product or wonderful information. If no one wants to pay for it, if no one's interested, then you've really been wasting your time. So check your market first. And again, if you want to find out about that, take a look at www.internetmarketingforsmallbusiness.com, where I go over how to actually sell stuff online. This particular session is more about creating content as quickly as possible. So you've got some tools, you've got some different formats, you can start to bundle, you've packaged it all together. It's really up to you now to decide how quickly can you create it. 52 products in 52 days isn't hard. If you do 52 audio sessions, you can have 52 products. You could do them in one day if you wanted to, if you have that much information in your head. If you don't, that's fine too. Once you have that, it's up to you to get creative and market it. You'll also have to figure out how much are you going to charge for it. Again, these are all of the things that you have to figure out. What I'm suggesting is that you build products as quickly as possible. And build products to the best of your ability, because it's this multimedia content, I believe, is the next big phase. Now, I want to give you one little secret and one little idea that can really take you over the edge here. We just did a live event. This event was live and it was archived. So what have I done? I've created a product. If you're serious about it, just start doing regular events on a regular basis. If you're doing a teleconference call or a phone call, you can rent phone bridges actually at no cost now. If you ever want to go and get a free one, there's one at www.mrconference.com. There's also another service at www.voicetext.com. Again, those are some services just to do teleconferences. You don't even have to be on with other people. Be on with one person or just be by yourself like I am today. Spill what you have in your heart and what you have in your head. Be personable, be excited about what you're doing, and that will rub off on people. I wish you all the best. If there are questions about any of these sessions or any ideas that you have, don't be afraid to call me. My email address is james@jamesmaduke.com. You can always get a hold of me at 613-825-0651. And if you want the resource list to this particular one, don't be afraid to call me or email me, and I'll certainly send it out to you. Again, I'm really excited about this, and I hope that you have a great time creating all of this content. And if you do, let me know. I'd love to know about it. And who knows, maybe we might do a joint venture or something and be able to sell it together and earn some money together. I hope you enjoyed this session. Again, please feel free to call and expect the best. This is James Maduke speaking at www.jamesmaduke.com. Bye for now.